The most terrifying thing in the world to me is I go to the beach and I end up on Bondi Rescue.
I always worry as soon as I can't feel the ground beneath my toes when I'm swimming.
I'm Suren Jayamana and I have never learnt to swim.
I'm Sashi Pereira. I'm going to help you to learn how to be more comfortable in and around the water.
Head Above Water is a mini-series of the SBS Australia Explained podcast. Just follow the show in your favourite podcast app.
You're listening to SBS News.
It was a bold move and one that was heavily criticised by major tech companies, banning under-16s from having their own accounts. But a month on, the risk seems to have paid off, at least according to Communications Minister Annika Wells. She says eliminating 4.7 million accounts online has freed teenagers to discover who they are away from the screen.
They can spend a summer making real-world connections with each other, with their siblings, with their parents, skateboarding, writing, reading, art, music, I don't care what it is, but it's off the screen and discovering for themselves who they are and forging connections in the real world.
The ban applies to social media, video and gaming platforms, including X, TikTok, Instagram and YouTube, and has the potential to be expanded. Across just Meta's suite of platforms, which include Facebook and Instagram, 550,000 user profiles have been deactivated or removed. Dr. Jessamie Perriam is a digital sociologist and associate director at the Australian National University's School of Cybernetics. She believes it's too soon to make a call on the success of the under-16 ban.
It's impressive, but we just don't know in the long term how it's going to pan out. And, you know, especially as we have young people returning to school in the end of the month or beginning of next month, the proof of the success of this new policy will really come out then, I think.
E-Safety Commissioner Julie Inman-Grant says her office estimates 84% of 8 to 12-year-olds had accounts before the ban was introduced last month. She says the figures suggest social media companies are making meaningful efforts to comply with the law.
We said please focus on the deactivations first, but we expect continued improvement. We expect you to prevent recidivism, so the creation of additional accounts. There are a range of signals that they can look at to prevent that from happening.
Australia has become a world leader in what could become a global movement towards social media age restrictions, as countries including Malaysia and New Zealand consider similar moves. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says parents have spoken to him already about the positive impact on the children's lives.
The fact that in spite of some scepticism out there, it's working and being replicated now around the world is something that is a source of Australian pride.
Around the world, other social media restrictions are in the pipeline too. Globally, law enforcement agencies have long sounded the alarm about the potential and reality of sexual exploitation of people on social media, particularly children. Overnight, the Philippines became the third country to ban Grok. Grok is the artificial intelligence, or AI, chatbot from Elon Musk's company X. Last week, it was revealed to have been producing a flood of explicit images of women and children. Malaysia has restricted the software, as has Indonesia. Via a statement on X, the company said it has made changes, including geo-blocking certain content.
We've implemented technological measures to prevent the Grok account from allowing the editing of images of real people in revealing clothing such as bikinis in areas in which this is illegal. This restriction applies to all users, including paid subscribers. Image creation and the ability to edit photos via X's Grok account is now only available to paid subscribers.
Britain and France are now applying pressure on the company to make good on promised changes to stop the content. UK Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer told the British Parliament the company is on notice.
We've made it clear that X has to act, and if not, Ofcom has our full backing and will introduce and are introducing legislation. Mr Speaker, to update the House, I have been informed this morning that X is acting to ensure full compliance with UK law. If so, that is welcome, but we're not going to back down.
California's Attorney General is investigating the software, and Prime Minister Albanese confirms Australia has its sights on the issue too.
The use of generative artificial intelligence to exploit or sexualise people without their consent is abhorrent. I know that the eSafety Commissioner is looking at this. It once again is an example of social media not showing social responsibility, and Australians and indeed global citizens deserve better.
Dr. Perriam says while this is a moment that vindicates the under-16 ban in Australia, she hopes there will be some plasticity in the policy moving forward.
The way that this process has been set up to be incredibly flexible, so, you know, the list of banned and unbanned platforms is it's not static. It can shift and change over time. It encourages dialogue with the eSafety Commissioner. But I do think that there needs to be more attention paid to the lived experiences of young people and what they need at that stage of life. And to be able to be given the opportunity to grow, thrive, and explore their identities either with tech or without tech in their lives.
Camille Bianchi, SBS News.
This January, NITV and SBS brings you First Nations storytelling on an epic scale. Stories of our trailblazers, stories of our survival, and stories of our strength. Because this always was, always will be, Aboriginal land. 18th to 26th of January on NITV, SBS and SBS On Demand.